G'day, this is Nurky with the BlueTopSecret.com member blogcast. Not podcast, blogcast. It's a podcast where I just blog and crap on for a few minutes. It's Sunday morning and I'm absolutely bored. All my stuff is packed up and there's nothing much I can really do except listen to podcasts and make podcasts. I've been piss-farting around in some of the different podcasts that I can find on the net, and I found one that Skeptic Overlord had an advertisement for in the Skeptic Overview called OtakuGeneration.net. It's Otaku Radio for geeks by geeks. It's just basically about anime and lots of geek toy stuff for people like me. Whee! I also found a couple of ones for learning Japanese podcasts. JapanesePod101.com has, 50-something podcasts in their list, and they're quite extensive, even though they're about 10 minutes long. It's rather well thought out and well structured. I also found one called Gearcast, which has a list of podcasts for people that want to get up a recording studio and stuff set up, because I'm trying to get all that stuff set up properly for my radio show and for podcasts, and currently this crappy $10 dynamic microphone that I got from Kmart sucks the left nuts, and I need to get a new one that actually has some decent impedance, not impotence, impedance, for those of you that know what microphones are, not impotence, grr, and one that has some proper preamp. I also think I might need to get myself either an equalizer or a decent sound card system, because the onboard sound on this laptop sucks the right nut. So while I've got a crappy microphone and a shitty sound card, I've got both my nuts covered by a shitty sound system. Not to mention that my iPod headphones are getting old. My old wireless Radio Shack headphones that I got 3 years ago have broken, and they still work, except the clips keep falling out and smacks in my ear and cuts my face, which fucking hurts. And I've got some shitty old 20-watt speakers from about 7 years ago that I got when I was using Windows ME on my old shitbox Celeron 200 computer. But this week in the life of Nurky, nothing much has happened except for packing up my stuff to get going back to my mum's house, because I hate living in this apartment in the western suburbs of Melbourne. This area is a shithole and I want to get out of here as fast as possible. There's stabbings and drugs and people are setting the places on fire and everything. And the only good thing about living on this side of the city is that everything's really fucking cheap because everybody's really bloody poor. The public transport sucks. But the restaurants are good, so there's nothing much I can do about it except move back into my mum's house, because I can't afford to live in a shithole like this on government wages, or wages that the government gives you, also known as dole or handouts or unemployment benefits, whatever you want to call it. And now since everything's all packed up, I don't really have anything to do here except piss fart around on the computer. All my video game CDs are back at mum's house, and I can't really be bothered playing Mud because I'm not really in the mood for playing a text-based game, so I'll just crap on and on in a podcast and maybe someone will listen to it. Yeah, I haven't really been doing much. On Thursday I had my psych class for VCE, which is the year 12 of high school. I'm just doing an extra subject so I can get more prerequisites for getting into university after. The psych course itself is boring as shit. The Australian education system sucks nuts. And everything that they get taught in the class is just so friggin' basic, even a two-year-old could do it. All you have to do is memorize this shit, spew it out a couple of months later in an exam, and forget it straight away. You don't need to remember any of this shit after the exams. It's a whole friggin' waste of time, so I'm just gonna piss fart around in it for a year, and hopefully I can get really good marks just by studying shitloads and maybe get into university later on. Something else I've been working on the past couple of weeks is I started my radio show at nettalkradio.co.uk Saturdays from 8 to 9 p.m. GMT, and I've been doing that for about 6 hours worth of work a week, 3 hours worth of research before, 2 to 3 hours worth of recording, and an hour of post after. And then it takes half an hour to compress it to MP3 and another half an hour to send it to the file location that I have to send it to get it posted onto the radio show by Ross Hemsworth. And then after that, I spend another hour or two writing up a summary and posting it to AboveTopSecret.com's Podspace and doing a little bit more research in advance for next week's show and hopefully trying to set up some interviews. I've got a couple of people on Skype that want to talk to me, but I never seem to manage to get onto Skype at the same time as they are, or if I do, it's at like 11 o'clock at night when I'm about to fall asleep. Damn it, need some Australians that are on Skype and will be awake at the same time of day I am. My cat's been going batty lately because of all the stuff I've been moving around. She's getting really confused and doesn't know where to sleep, so she just jumps on the bed, stares at me, and then runs off again. She's been getting a bit tubby lately because she can't really go outside in this apartment. The area is a bit of a shithole, and it's on a major road next to a freeway, so I'm not exactly going to let her outside to be killed by people in cars, or even just abused by people walking in the street, you know, ferals and drunks and druggies and stuff like that. I don't really want anything bad to happen to her, and some of the local cats are sick with cat flu, so I'm not going to let her outside to go out and catch cat flu and die. So I took a picture of my tubby kitty eating her second meal for the day, and I'll post that in the thread that comes with this podcast on ATS in the member podcast forum for any of you that could actually be bothered checking the picture. I've just been doing shitloads of job searching lately as well, and I've only had two replies in the past 4 or 5 months. What the hell is up with the employment situation in Melbourne? It's just bloody ridiculous. I've applied for well over 100 positions and had 2 replies. One of them was to ask me if I had a car and could get to the job. And I said, no, I don't, but I have a bike. And they said, no, you'll need to be able to go 5 to 6K. And that's just an impossibility on a bike. Push bike, not motorbike. Can't afford a motorbike yet. That'll be another year or so. And the other response was to give me an interview, and I didn't get a reply after the interview, so I guess I didn't get that job. But other than that, I've only had about a dozen email recipients saying, yes, we received your application, but sorry, you were unsuccessful at this time, blah, 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 blah. What the fuck? I hate job searching. I just wish I had a decent working job where I could just earn like $400 a week for 30-something hours a week and come home and do all my other shit without spending 6 hours a day to transport back and forth to get to a fucking job out in the middle of nowhere, or 4 or 5 hours just to get somewhere. It's just bloody ridiculous. Centrelink wants me to go up to 90 minutes one direction, or 90 minutes each direction, to get to a job. What the hell? That's 3 hours worth of my day wasted on a job that I might not even have. Well, fuck that. I'm only going to be applying for jobs that are within half an hour to an hour worth of transport from my location. If I had a bike and a car, or a car, then it might not be so much of a problem. But I have to rely on this shithole of a public transport system in Melbourne, which takes an hour and a half to get from one side of the city to the other. Fuck that. But other than the job searching, there's nothing much else I can do for money. I've been working on the radio show and doing podcasts and stuff and, you know, saving up to buy a bit of decent recording equipment, but that's not actually going to make me any money, so I need to find a job that's going to make some money. You know, bling bling, rang rang, dora. $5, sucky. I need some friggin' money. I'm just sick of this being broke shit. I can't even afford to move out of this shithole apartment and back into my mum's house. I have to get my relatives to help, you know, with their trucks and trailers and stuff to help me move all my stuff back to mum's house. Because the way Centrelink pays me is that they don't pay enough to be able to afford food, rent, electricity, and internet connection so that I can search for jobs and phone, as well as being able to afford a car or something like that. It's just fucking crap. Why the hell would they give someone $250 a week when the rent itself is $125 a week and about $70 worth of bills? I get to live on like $5 to $10 a week worth of food. Fuck that. I want to move back into my mum's house. I hate this shit. Well, I think that's about it for this week's Ramblecast. Tune in next Sunday for when Nurki gets bored again and has nothing else to do except ramble in a blogcast. This is Nurki signing out from a belowtopsecret.com member blogcast. Infinite.